Gabe Corbett was a ninth grader. He was 14 years old, and he died late Wednesday after a partial wall in the high school locker room collapsed on him. Police and school officials said he had either been climbing up on it or doing a pull-up when it gave way. This has caused a lot of grief out in the Williamston area, and grief anywhere to people who have kids. Let's go out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with our next guest, who has been in the middle of this situation. Steve Cook is with the Williamston Community School. Steve, how are you?
Good morning, Tony.
What's your position there?
I'm the director of finance.
All right. Tell us about yesterday. I know it was a tough day.
It was a very tough day. You know, our whole community, our staff, our students were all devastated by the accident. You know, the first day was really very somber. You know, our main concern is obviously our students and staff. Most of the day was concentrated on dealing with those individuals and trying to give them the support they needed and answer any questions that they might have. And so that's really was our first focus on the first day. And I think as reports have come back from the administrators and principals, we feel that it was pretty successful, at least at getting you know, some help for the people that might have had concerns or questions with regard to what happened.
Now, I know that you had counselors and other folks available to help the students, the teachers, anyone else who may be affected by this. Tell us about that.
Correct. Well, we have our own counselors and social workers and such on staff, and then you know, we've just had a great outcry or outpouring of support from other districts, and so we had I believe there's about 15 counselors that were on board yesterday from all around the community. Hazlitt, East Lansing, Ingham ISD all offered their support to help us throughout this time.
Anything planned for today?
Basically, we're going to, you know, kind of do the same thing. You know, some of the students didn't come yesterday, and so as we have some students that are coming for the first day back to school, we'll have some students that are really still on first kind of day one, so to speak. And so, you know, we're just going to continue to try to meet the needs as best as we can for the kids.
Have funeral arrangements been made?
I'm not aware of that at this point. That's really up to the family. I'm not aware of any funeral arrangements.
All right. And going forward, I imagine you'll be looking after the welfare of the students and the teachers, at least for the foreseeable short term?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, Steve. Appreciate your input. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you, Tony.